Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar. We're beginning our third week in the Daf Yomi cycle. It's very exciting. I just want to let all those who are listening to this on All Daf know that if you want to get access to the deluxe suite of Zichru materials, which mean PDFs for the Simanim, as well as the weekly review one-pagers, so it's easy to review and be tested, as well as the coaching videos, which focus on memory and mastery, you can either sign up at Zichru.com or join our WhatsApp at 973-440-3013. All right, so today's Daf. So we're on Daf Tez Zion. The three points we're going to focus on are, one, we learned that workers can say Shema while working up in trees, since Kavanah is only required for the first Pasuk, but they have to come down for Tefillah, for the Shemoneh Esrei, since it's a request for Rachamim, so they're asking for mercy, and therefore requires more Kavanah, and doing that up in the tree would not be easy to do. So number one, that Umnim, workers can say Shema up in trees, because it only requires a minimal amount with full Kavanah. Point number two, Rabban Gamliel accepted condolences. He was Mekabel Tanchumim when his servant Tavi passed away, because Tavi was a Talmud Chacham, even though one generally does not accept condolences for a servant. So we have workers up in the tree can say Shema because they can maintain Kavanah, and we have the Mice Rabban Gamliel accept the condolences for Tavi, a servant, because he was a Talmud Chacham, even though it's typically not done. And point number three, we learned that a Chassan is exempt from Kriya Shema because he's preoccupied with the mitzvah, tier to the mitzvah, and therefore he's at Pater from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, as we learned in the Mishnah there. So Daf Tez Zion, once again, the three points are Umnim, workers can say Shema while working up in trees. Not so for Tefillah, they have to come down because it's a request for Rachamim. Number two, Rabban Gamliel accepting condolences for Tavi, a servant. He was Mekabel Tanchumim, even though it's typically not done, but Tavi was a Talmud Chacham. Number three, a Chassan is Pater from Kriya Shema because he's preoccupied with the mitzvah. It's tier to the mitzvah. All right, so now let's do the simmons. So the simmon for Daf Tez Zion, our standard simmon is going to be toes. Tez Zion toes. So what's our simmon for this stuff? So you have a distracted chassan. He walks in a tree and stubs his toe. Ouch. He stubs his toe, which causes the worker to fall off the branch and down to the ground just as a funeral for a beloved servant is passing by. So once again, you have a distracted chassan. Walks into a tree and stubs his toe, which causes the worker to fall off the branch and down to the ground just as a funeral levaya for a beloved servant is passing by. So we have our toes being stubbed. That's our simmon. And then once again, we have the chassan, part number one, patrim kriya shema, the worker falls out of the tree, point number two for the simmon, and is passing levaya for a beloved servant. That reminds us of Rabban Gamliel and being mekabel tanchumim for Tavi, his servant. All right, so now it's time for our four Baal Bat Chazorah. I just want to mention that one of our members asked if I could include the simmon when we do the review. So I think it's wise to do that. So here we go. So we're beginning with Daf Yid Aleph. So Daf Yid Aleph begins with the Gemara's analysis of the position regarding Kriya Shema. Does one have to be, according to Beis Shammai, lying down at night and the morning standing up? Or according to Beis Hillel, Shema can be recited in any position. Secondly, we have the number of brachas of Kriya Shema. We know we have the fourth mishnah of the Perek here discusses the number of brachas accompanying Kriya Shema, three in the morning and four in the evening. And finally, Birchas HaTorah, since the Gemara lists the different versions of Birchas HaTorah, we recite them all before beginning to learn. And our simon for this, which is stars, Yud Aleph, like the stars in the sky for Yosef's dreams, a man lying down on the ground reciting Shema and all of its brachas, he looks up to the stars and sees the constellations in the shape of a Sefer Torah, which reminds him to say Birchas HaTorah. Then we go to Daf Yud Beis, so we know Chazal sought to establish the practice of reading the Aseret HaDibros before reciting Kriya Shema in the morning, just like it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, but they soon abolished the practice because they feared of the minim, tarumas haminim, the heretics, they would attempt to convince the ignorant that only Aseret HaDibros come from Hashem, not the rest of the Torah. Secondly, they wanted to include Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema because it includes a reference to lying down and getting up, but they decided not to do that because it would have been tirchadit sibura, a big burden on the congregation because it's a very long Parsha. And finally, there are five reasons why Parshat Tzitzit was included in the Shema, such as Mitzvah Tzitzit, Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's the old Mitzvah Zorah. So then we get to the simmons. We know the simmon for Yud Beis is 12 brothers, like the Shvatim. So we have 12 brothers carrying posters of the Aseret HaDibros and proudly wearing the tzitzis out. I'm going to do a little simmon surgery and suggest that we say they're wearing five pairs of tzitzis each, because it reminds us of the five reasons why one should wear tzitzis. And they're marching towards these meaning, these heretics who are trying to read Parshas Balak to cause Tirkat Tzibura. And it was recommended to me via email from Adam that why not let's put wizard hats on these meaning to make it a little more stand out that they're reading Parshas Balak. There you go for Yud Beis. So then we get to the points in Daf Yud Gimel. We learn that one should not call Avraham by the name Avram. According to Bar Kappara, he's transgressing a mitzvah's Aseh, a positive commandment. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he's transgressing a mitzvah's Los Aseh. Then we have the various opinions regarding how much of Kriya Shema actually requires Kavana. Is it the first Pasuk of Shema, or the first three Psukim up to including all of Avecha? Is it the first Parsha or the first two Parshios? And finally, we learn that anyone who prolongs the pronunciation of the word Echad will have Arichas Yamim Bishanim, who has days and years will be prolonged. Rav Chiya taught, it's long enough if one is mentally able to acknowledge Hashem's Malchus, his kingship, in Shemaim, in heaven, earth, and over the four directions of the skies. Our simon for Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. In Gimel, so we have a Bar Mitzvah bacher. He opens up his new siddur embossed, Avraham, not Avram, and he turns to the Shema and recites with great kavana, prolonging the Echad for over a minute. Then we get to Daf Yud Dalet. So the first point is interruptions during Hal Megillah. Now I want to make a correction here. I stated that since Hal Megillah are not the same as Kriya Shema, they don't have the same dinim, but according to the Maskanas of Gemara, we do see by Hallel that the days when an individual, Yachid, says the entire Hallel, he can only stop and greet someone ben perek o perek in between the sections, not in the middle. The days when you don't have to complete the entire Hallel, you can even greet someone in the emsa, in the middle of a perek. So I'll make that clear. So interruptions during Hallel Megillah, that's the point by Hallel. Secondly, we learned that the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael was to abbreviate the third parsha of Shema at Mariv and only recite a small part. They would mention Yetzias Yisrael in a separate paragraph afterwards. And third, we have Rav Shimon bar Yochai add an additional explanation as to the order of the parshios. Shema in that parsha includes the mitzvahs of learning Torah, teaching Torah, and doing mitzvahs. Vayom Shemo only has teaching and doing mitzvahs. And then Vayomer only includes the av doing mitzvahs. So then we get to the simon. So the simon for Yadal is a hand. So if this Gehillah davening Hallel was interrupted by an Israeli greeting them and shaking all their hands vigorously, because he'd already said his abbreviated Shema at Mariv, and now was eager to learn, teach, and do. So that's it for our review. So now we're going to go to the pop quiz. Question number one, where do we learn out that the Neshama is similar to Kosh Baruch Hu in five different ways? That's on Duff. Yud, good. Where do we learn there are five reasons why Parshat Tzitzis is in the Shema? That's on Duff. Yud, base, good. Where do we learn out that in Eretz Yisrael there was a minhag to abbreviate the Shema at Mariv in the third Parsha? That was on Duff. Yud, Dalet, good. And where do we learn out that Chazal thought to include Parshas Balak in the Parsha of Shema, but it was too long because it took it to Zibor? That's on Duff. Yud Beis. Good. And where do we learn out that one should be Marich the Echad, say Echad longer when it comes to Shema? That's on Duff. Yud Gimel. Good. Question number six. Where do we learn out that a Chasin is Patur from Kriya Shema because of Tir to the Mitzvah? That's on Duff. Tazayin. Question number seven. Where do we learn out that one should make sure to put spaces between words in Shema? They shouldn't join words together and read them as one. That's on Daf. Tezvav. Great. Question number eight. Where do we learn out that we say all the nuschos, all the versions of Birchas Torah? That's on Daf. Yud Aleph. Good. Where? Question number nine. Where do we learn out that Rav Gamli was Makabel Tanchumim? He accepted condolences for Tavi, his servant. That's on Daf. Tezayin. Great. And finally, question number 10. Where do we learn out the importance of washing before davening, washing one's hands? That's on Daf. Tezvav. Great. So that's it for today's session on Daf Tezayin. Maseches Brachos. I'm Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.